This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Governor Jay Nixon plans to set June 4th as the special election date to fill the vacant seat in the 8th District in southeast Missouri. Representative Joanne Emerson sent Nixon a letter Tuesday notifying him that her resignation from the seat would be effective at 11:59 p.m. The deadline for candidates to file for that seat is no later than 5 p.m. on the day that is the midpoint between the date when the election is called and special election day. Nixon plans to officially set the June 4th special election date on Wednesday. A 3-judge federal appeals panel is weighing whether a Missouri company violated a settlement agreement with a Kentucky-based competitor in advertisements about a dietary supplement. Judges from the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati quizzed attorneys from Lexington-based Cogent Solutions Group and Hyalogic, a Missouri company, about the specifics of an agreement meant to keep Hyalogic from directly criticizing a supplement called Baxil. Baxil is the name for a dietary supplement advertised for use in joint function. Cogent Solutions claims Hyalogic continues to make false claims about Baxil in ads, even though the two companies settled a 2011 lawsuit barring criticism of the product. Central to the dispute is a YouTube video promoting a Hyalogic product. Hyalogic says a foreign company posted the video on its own. This is the last year high school dropouts will be able to earn their Missouri High School Equivalency Certificate before a tougher, more expensive version of the GED is rolled out. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education says the current test will be replaced with a new computer-based assessment in 2014. The 2014 test is tied to Common Core standards, a set of uniform math and English benchmarks adopted by states. The standards are designed to ensure that students are prepared for college or the workforce. The new version will cost $140, up from $40 for the old test. The number of passengers traveling through Lambert Airport in St. Louis is on the rise. Airport officials said Tuesday that Lambert served more than 12.7 million passengers in 2012. That included 6.4 million departing passengers and 6.3 million arriving passengers, both up a little more than 1% over 2011. Lambert officials say 47% of passengers last year flew on Southwest Airlines, an increase of 2% from 2011. American Airlines was second with 16% of passengers, followed by Delta with 13%. Lambert has about 250 departures each day. Republican lawmakers from the past and present are commemorating a decade of power in the Missouri House. Republicans first took control of the state house in January 2003 and now have the largest majority since at least the Civil War era. On Tuesday, about 130 current and former Republican lawmakers and staff gathered at the Capitol for a nearly two-hour ceremony celebrating their majority. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.